Thank you and good afternoon. The sit-in continues at the Native American Forum building at Humboldt State University. The sit-in has been underway since the weekend by a group of 30 students known as the Unified Students of Humboldt. Wednesday night, the group held a community potluck dinner to answer any questions about the sit-in and the reasons for doing so. I asked the new campus police chief, Don Peterson, how the university is able to balance their support of students' rights to protest and managing this type of situation.
There's just no reason to respond to that type of an action with any kind of heavy-handedness. So there's probably hawks out there that'll say, well, you should do this or you should do that. But at the end of the day, these are our students. This is our family. It's the HSU family. And they do have a voice. And it's important that, you know, if not here on an American campus, then where? I am probably on safe ground saying that Dr. Rosbacher and her staff feels the same way.
The group of students listed demands to the university in a press release that was issued on Monday, and it is unclear how long the sit-in will last. A traffic stop conducted by an Arcata police officer on Spear Avenue Wednesday afternoon led to the arrest of the driver and the confiscation of about $12,000 worth of heroin. The officer pulled over a vehicle driven by 33-year-old Blue Lake resident Robert Lewis Huntsucker, and after observing that Huntsucker had marijuana visible in the car, the officer searched him and his vehicle. The search turned up about half a pound of heroin, 2 pounds of processed marijuana, a small amount of methamphetamine, and $1,700 in cash. Huntsucker was arrested and booked for possession, possession for sale, and transportation of a controlled substance. Sheriff's deputies from Southern Humboldt responded to a report of a robbery at a business on Bryceland Throne Road in Redway Tuesday morning. The owner of the business reported that sometime between January 14th and the 20th, someone had broken a window on the backside of the building and had stolen items, including dozens of specialty knives worth thousands of dollars. The owner provided deputies with pictures of the knives, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. 15 community college campuses are now offering four-year degrees across the state. Dan Squire has more.
College students in California can now earn a four-year degree without ever attending a university, but by taking classes at 15 community college campuses across the state. The campuses chosen to participate in the program are almost exclusively from Southern California, and we learned in December that College of the Redwoods would not be a part of the program. The closest campus that will offer the community college degree program is Shasta College, which will offer classes for a degree in health information management. State lawmakers and college presidents back the programs, which offer a cheaper alternative than attending a four-year university.
Thank you, Dan. You're listening to KINS News and Information. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In a rural area such as Humboldt County, sometimes the local pool of qualified teachers is not deep enough for school districts. Eureka City School Superintendent Fred Van Fleck was on Talk Shop and explained while he believes the pool of local teachers is deep enough this time around for Eureka City Schools, he questions whether it will be enough to keep the level of expectations of teaching.
I believe we will have enough of a pool. The question is, will we have enough to keep the standard of quality that we've demanded for the young teachers that we hire? If we don't, we start, like for instance, this year, already looking to go over to Chico State to their teacher fair, something that Eureka has not had to do ever that anybody can remember, and start going out of the immediate area trying to entice people to come here.
The other issue Van Fleck sees is when teachers move into the area, it's not what they expected.
But the scary part about that is so many people get to Eureka and go, wow, this isn't for me. And that's the nice thing about coming out of Humboldt State is they already know what they're in for. And those we want the people that want to be here.
It was also mentioned that teachers from the area not only have a better understanding of that area, but they also have a better understanding of the students. And that's the news on this Thursday afternoon. For KINS News and Information, I'm Jordan Christmas.